Acting National Government spokesperson Phumla Williams has called on people not to use social media to peddle what she terms fake news and videos that fuels tension within communities. This follows the looting and burning of foreign-owned shops in various areas in Johannesburg and Pretoria. Williams has also lambasted Nigeria's Foreign Minister Geoffrey Onyema's tweet, in which he accuses South African police of not protecting Nigerian shop owners in the country.
I don't think she is helping the situation by saying we should only respond to the Nigerians. We are responding to all law-abiding citizens of this country who are trying to do businesses in a legal manner, and we are saying we are committed to protecting everyone who is doing business in our country in a legal manner, irrespective of their nationality.
Meanwhile, Police Minister Bheki Cele has condemned the violence but insists it's not xenophobic.
People looting and all that and using that as a xenophobia. But for now, there is nothing that has sparked any form of this conflict between South Africans and the foreign nationals. So we're dealing with criminality rather than xenophobia at the present moment.
The situation is calm in Tshwane amid fears of renewed protest action by taxi operators. The city of Tshwane also issued a notice last night informing commuters that its bus services would be suspended today. There was also chaos in the capital last week after taxi driver Jabu Baloyi was shot dead in an apparent confrontation between taxi drivers and alleged drug dealers. And finally, sources in the British government says Prime Minister Boris Johnson will seek a general election if he loses a key Brexit vote later today. The BBC's Jonathan Blake has the story.
Officials at Number 10 have made clear they see today's expected vote on whether to hold